welcome to the show. My first guest today is a very special guest. She is a wonderful kindergartner at Eastside Elementary School. She is in Mrs. Ross's kindergarten class. And here she is coming out now. Let's have a big hand for Miss Haley Russo. Say hi.
Hi.
Let's get right to it. What is your name?
Haley.
And how old are you?
Five.
What is the most fun thing that you have ever done?
Gone to Disney World.
Oh, you went to Disney World?
Yeah, and I think I want to live at there because it was the funnest thing that I ever did. So I'm going to take a huge crowd, take it on a bus, and go to Disney World. Have really fun, but first we got to thank on the King and Queen, the superhero, and the second leader for Cat Club for taking such good care of Cat Club. And we also have to thank the maid, the princess, the prince, and who else? I guess that's all the people that we have to thank.
And those were the people that took care of Cat Club while we were in Disney World?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Or are they...
Well, they must be part of the people that babysit the other people, and the big kids do too. Good thing the superhero's a big kid so that he can babysit.
Oh, that is a good thing. This Cat Club sounds interesting. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Cat Club?
Okay, well, we usually have fun stuff.
And how many members are in the Cat Club?
Well, there's a lot of members. I just counted my stuffed animals. I have a lot of stuffed animals.
Yeah, you do. What's your favorite stuffed animal?
Velma.
Yep, I thought so. She's a little kitty, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what other stuffed animals are in the Cat Club?
Well, there's Blackie, Horny, Stripey, Peppermint, and...
Well, that sounds neat.
Blueberry's a bear, but everything's a cat. So he can be in Cat Club.
So Cat Club is fun?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fun. And you're the leader?
Mm-hmm. But secondly, leader usually helps me, but I do more things. Leader number one usually does the most stuff.
Oh, I know that you teach them school, right?
Mm-hmm. I give them school, but now they're doing work. They have to work right now.
Oh.
For Flurry's punishment, but all the other cats are in it. Now, just the... For everybody to help Flurry, so that he doesn't get, so that I don't hurt his feelings, that he has to do it by himself. So all the other cats, I told them it's a very, very busy day, and tomorrow will be the same, and tomorrow it'll be loaded up with paperwork. Everybody will do their own job of the paperwork, and I hope I see it correct. Okay?
Yeah.
It has to be signed. The whole Cat Club, leader Stripey Haley, they will do the Cat Club papers correctly, I hope.
Neat.
Yeah. And everybody will be reading Cat Club's punishment.
Oh, they'll be reading the paperwork.
Mm-hmm, they'll be reading the paper.
Yeah.
Everybody will read their punishment.
Hmm.
So I have a lot of papers. They can work with them all, and they'll be in big trouble. I'll make them a principal and their very own teacher and student, and then paperwork doers. Lots and lots of the paperwork doers. Someone to keep me company. And then that's all. And I'll supervise. And I'll look. And if I see anyone doing it wrong, off to the principal's office. Off to the principal.
That's a good way to do it.
Paperwork doers are the ones that do all of the work. And they send it to the teacher so that she can do more teaching and she can start doing punishments to the students.
Oh. Is it all about punishments? Or do you get rewards too?
Well, if you do good, Lynn, at the you're being punished, Lynn, you might get rewards in the punishment.
Okay. Well, what else is fun that's coming up? Oh, well, Christmas is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about Christmas a little?
Okay, well, Wilma's going to get catnip, and I'm going to get another cat for the cat club, but Len, that cat will be busy. More things to worry about for the little kitty. It just came from a horrible place where they didn't take any care of her. Lenny's going to come from, they don't really take care of them. They just, and when those poor little kitties get locked up in the sack, and when they feel just like they're sad and they're taken out to a world where pets don't get any care, and the kitty is gonna get to another world just like that. Huh. Okay, so he really is going to a world where there's no care. But there is care if they do right. A little bit of it. Not much. You do care and I get back to work.
Wow. It's a lot of work for the cats. You keep them jumping, I guess, huh? You keep them going.
They have to keep going, so there's no breaks unless you do good when there's a good person break, and that's what all the breaks that I'm they're gonna have. Just a good person break and then back to work, and still not and then non-stop again.
Wow, is that how it is at your school?
Well.
Is it work all the time with no breaks?
No, there is a little bit of play.
Oh, good.
The good people get to do the play, though. So, just like the good people get to get a little break and do play.
That's very nice.
So, but it's all work, play, get back to work instead. Stay working and have tomorrow they do good just like yesterday when the same thing and the same thing with every day and at Disney World we'll be mighty busy.
Yeah, we will.
And now more workers at Disney. There will be lots more cat clubbers.
At Disney World? Now, do they have to work when you're in Disney World, too, or can they have fun?
They can have a little bit of breaks, but when we're at home, usually we work and if you do a good job, we get to go play, okay?
Okay. Oh, and since you're going to be living at Disney World, I forgot. You're going to be living there, so that's home. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you said we're going to take the bus?
Yeah,
we're gonna ride a bus to Disney World?
And with all our stuff packed up and then we're leaving.
Where are we gonna live at Disney? At the hotel?
Yeah, at the hotel.
Oh, cool.
We got to live at hotels.
And who all's gonna go?
Everyone.
Oh, everyone. Neat.
Everyone that I know.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that's great. That is great.
But this isn't a punishment, so everybody will go. So we usually get to work, but happy be good. We get to play, get a little break. So I hope everybody does good. So if they all get to go out and if they want really good action, then they should ride the dice for a ride.
Oh. Really cool. Yeah. That was cool. Mm-hmm. Did you like the Magic Kingdom or the Animal Kingdom better?
Well, there's one part that I like the most about the Animal Kingdom, but I think I like the Magic Kingdom, so we'll be more at the Magic Kingdom exploring.
Well, I can't wait to go.
Is the Magic Kingdom bigger than the Animal Kingdom?
Probably. Yes, I think it's bigger than the Animal Kingdom. But the Animal Kingdom was pretty big, too.
How big is that?
It was big as the Magic Kingdom.
It's big as the Magic Kingdom.
Almost.
That's equal.
Yep. Equal. Very good. I think that about, we're at 12 and a half minutes. I think that about wraps it up for our first Haley interview. Maybe we'll do another one if you thought this was fun, and I can ask you about different subjects.
Okay.
Unless you want to keep talking.
We can keep talking.
Oh, it's time for a bath. Yeah, it's time for a shower. Let me ask you one more little question.
Okay.
Just about school real fast. What grade are you in?
Kindergarten. How about just one question about one subject?
Okay.
You can pick a name. Velma takes care of babies. If you want to ask a question about how we treat our babies, when because the babies don't work, but if you want to know how Velma can treat, how Velma treats a baby, because you know how I treat her. Good.
How does Velma treat a baby? Tell me about that.
Okay, so I think if I treat her good, then she's learned how to treat a baby good. So our babysitter might be a good babysitter.
Oh.
Yeah. So she's the good baby. Well, somebody has to take care of the baby and the paperwork. So it's everyone won't take care of paperwork.
That's true.
Paperwork isn't. So tomorrow it'll be just like I planned. Everyone carrying paperwork to me. I need to read the paperwork to make sure it's perfect. And if I say yes, then it is. But they have to do both sides. But the stuff that's really important doesn't have to be on both sides. Just to make their work a little shorter, but they're going to be working all day, so there's nothing that can make their work shorter.
Oh, so even if they finish a little bit of work, they still have to work all day. But to get back to the babies, how does she take care of the, what does she do? She puts them to bed, she feeds them?
Mm-hmm. She
burp them?
Mm-hmm, she burps them.
What do babies sound like?
Well, when they cry, they're wow. But when they don't, they're like this. I think they do smile because Velma can take care of them good if she knows how I take care of them.
Yeah, and you take care of them great. You take care of Velma great, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
She's like to take care of babies so well.
Well, I guess I learned how you did it when I took care of Velma good. Velma took care of the baby good, even though she's still a child. She has to learn something about parents to be a babysitter already. But you wouldn't let me be one already.
A babysitter?
already.
I don't know. We might let, we'd let you hold a baby and look at it if we knew anybody that had a baby.
State law says you have to be 12 before you can babysit legally.
Oh, yeah, you have to be 12 years old before you can babysit. Well, maybe when you're 12, you'll be able to babysit someone. But anyway, I think that's going to do it for the day.
Do you live alone when you're... Well, I'm not actually living alone, but can I start living at this new world when I'm 12?
By yourself? I know.
Not by myself.
Oh, then...
18 is that age.
Yep, 18.
We're not going to live by ourselves. But can I do things all by myself when I'm 12?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
Not vacations.
But some things you can do by yourself.
No, not by vacations.
But movies.
Living at Symphony World. Can I do that when I'm 12?
18.
I'm not living alone.
I know, but I see it all age.
When you're 100, you can especially do that. But how about when you're 1,000, you can especially do that too. You know you can do that when you're 1,000.
Yep. We're getting the cut sign from our director. And so it is shower time. So thank you for being my guest. I loved interviewing you.
Mm-hmm. Well, since
last word to your fans?
Since numbers never stop, when I believe it will get hit our growing up will never stop since I asked the fairy godmother to come and then she'll do a spell on the animals to never die and land. Well, all together as a group, nothing'll look different, just one thing. When we're supposed to die, we'll be alive.
Oh, well, that sounds great. Well, thank you for being my guest, and I love you. And we'll do more interviewing. Does that sound fun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you, and that was it.
I think that was all I had to say about Disney World, but we did talk a lot. I think there's something else I have to say, but let's do that on next interview.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Say it again.
For the interview.
Thank you for the interview.